This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 103, How to Create Creative Ideas for IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to show you how you can be more creative, come up with ideas faster, and where exactly you could get these things online. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today out there on the West Coast?
Hey, Lizzie, good, good. Beautiful. Like, weather in the 80s, just like the perfect amount of heat, I think.
That's awesome. I love that. Same here. It's a beautiful day, bright sunny sky, clear, you know, just gorgeous. And it's Friday too. So that's exciting.
I know. You know, today is Friday and I'm going to celebrate by taking James to Chuck E. Cheese tonight.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese. That's always a fun place for kids. That's a good idea. Every kid likes Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think that place will ever go out of business.
Definitely not. I like Chuck E. Cheese. I think it's awesome. I love going there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Jessica, today we are back on the writing topic because we know that our listeners struggle with writing and we are here to help them.
Yeah. I mean, how many times, and this is not just for IELTS, any writing class that I've ever taught, you know, students, like at the very beginning, we run into problems before we even start writing. We run into problems because they can't think of ideas. They're like, what am I supposed to write? And that's a crazy question for me.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of this has to do with culture, right? How we've been taught to think in our different cultures
exactly. And
what was emphasized in our education system. But at this point, if we know what's on the IELTS exam and we know we're going to need to come up with ideas quickly, we can train ourselves to do it.
Of course, we could learn how to do anything. And brainstorming ideas is no different. It just comes down to looking at examples and practicing, just like anything. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think getting that mental block out of the way too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that sometimes we defeat ourselves right from the beginning because we tell ourselves we can't do it. And then we've got that mental block up and we can't move beyond it. So guys, that's really your first step, right, Jessica?
Yeah, because that's part of it. Part of the reason why I get frustrated, because I think students automatically think they can't do it. And so they don't even try first, right?
Yeah,
it's like I ask them to brainstorm, I don't know, 3 characters you might meet in a coffee shop or something. And instead of like taking a minute to think about it, just right away, at least one person will put their hand up and be like, how do I think of that?
right. Take some time to think, right? I mean, we do have the ability to do it. It's just a way, like anything, we can train our mind to do anything. And it's just a matter of working on it. So today we want to put out some practical suggestions, right, Jessica?
Yeah,
because we're all about being practical and concrete on this show. So what can we do if we think we have this problem that we can't come up with ideas in the essays?
Yeah. So first, I'm going to remind listeners of something we've talked about before. That brain tree, right? Is that what we called it? The brain tree? So look at that episode, guys. We talk a lot about how to brainstorm and come up with details. So brainstorming is writing down everything you think of, okay? Because IELTS does not tell you your ideas are wrong. There are no wrong ideas. You just have to get some out there. So brainstorm everything you think of. And I always recommend, at least at the beginning, brainstorm like per question word. Who, what, when, where, why, how.
So I like that.
Whatever situation you're thinking of, you know, like a task 2, describe your favorite restaurant, or writing task 2, talk about the problem of global warming, like brainstorm specific. So who thinks it's a problem? What are we doing about it? When is it going to get really bad? Where is it a worse, like, where is it worse? Why is it a problem? How can we fix it? Right.
Yeah, so who, what, when, where, why? That's a good go-to strategy, I think.
Yeah. So we start there. Okay. That's our general strategy for practicing brainstorming. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where can we find things to brainstorm about? I have two resources I'm going to give you guys. Mm-hmm.
Before we go into those, Jessica, I just want to go back and mention to make sure our listeners know exactly where to find that episode on the brain tree, because that was such a good one and it's such a golden resource. Guys, come back to IELTS Energy episode 48. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in 48 in the search bar and you'll get that episode. Okay. Now let's go ahead, Jessica. So what are our suggestions for today then? After we've checked out that episode.
All right. So let's find some things to write about. Okay. Yeah. So I've had some of my favorite classes I've taught are creative writing classes. They're so much fun because I love making stuff up and imagining things. Just love it. Yeah. So, one website that I've been using for years is called creativewritingprompts.com.
Ooh, interesting.
So, prompt is PROMPT, creativewritingprompts.com. This is such a cool website. It has, I don't even know how many by now, like 300 something different ideas on there. And you go to the website and it's just all these numbers, one through whatever, 300. And you click on any number and it tells you like a creative idea to write about. Like, you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, but you don't see your face. You see someone else's. Or I don't know, like stuff like that. So it's super fun.
As we've said in these podcasts, just listening to this show does not move your score from a 6 to a 7 or from a 7 to an 8. To do that, you need to go deeper into a daily study plan and three-step strategies to really get that score you need. You can do this with the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, which is our course. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get your first 3 days for $1. See you there. Cool. And so we just go to that website and we choose a number, we get a topic, and then we just start writing, right, Jessica? Is that what we're going to do? Okay.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
It.
So if this is your problem, guys, the coming up with ideas, this initial planning thing, this is a necessary skill on IELTS for speaking and writing. You know, you have to be able to come up with ideas quickly. So let's practice coming up with ideas, right? Mm. Let's get that sort of fluency, increase that fluency skill of being able to think quickly. So have a journal. Get a journal that you dedicate specifically to this, coming up with ideas. And every day, click on one of the prompts and then just brainstorm for like 5 minutes.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Sounds like those would be good conversation topics too, potentially.
Totally.
What would you do if you woke up and you saw a different face in the mirror?
yeah, exactly. So that could be the next step, right? Like, so first we're going to practice the writing, the written part of coming up with ideas, and then maybe take it to the next step and have a conversation partner or friend, and you practice talking about these ideas.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. This is a cool resource. I had never heard of it. I'm glad you had that idea.
It's really fun. And I just discovered a new resource just for this podcast, actually, this episode. It's called writingforward.com.
What's that one all about?
It looks like it's meant for sort of like beginning university students or like high school, university adults that are interested in creative writing and fiction. And it has everything on here. It has writing exercises, grammar tips, a whole section about creative writing, and a whole section just for writing ideas.
Yeah, so I like it. So a good solid resource, just tons of different angles about just the task of writing.
Yeah, focus more on like creative writing, right? Mm-hmm. So I know some listeners are going to hear this and they're going to be like, but I'm not writing a short story. It's IELTS. we're not addressing academic writing right now. We're addressing the initial planning stages, the coming up with ideas.
Okay.
So remember, like any of these things, it's just a bunch of skills put together, right? And so this is one skill that you need to have is the brainstorming. brainstorming, coming up with ideas.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about balanced practice, right? It's not all about just focusing on test strategies. It's about making these general English skills part of our everyday lives. And that is, in the end, part of our test strategy. Yeah. But it's a smarter way to do it, right? Rather than just focusing on the specific strategies for that exam, for the exam. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you like, if you're going to try and improve this skill by sitting down with like 1,000 writing task 2 questions and just trying to brainstorm on every one of them. First of all, super boring.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, it's not going to help you. These resources I've given you are going to help your brain think of ideas. Staring at a test question is not going to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, how can we make our lives more integrated with this exam, right? It's not just, now I'm doing IELTS and now I'm not. No, we're going to make it part of our life. Right. Building these English skills becomes a part of our life, so it's more seamless.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, every exercise or idea that we give you guys is all going to lead you to that 7 or higher.
For sure.
But one of the cool things about teaching test prep is that it can be done in interesting ways, like this, for example. And even if you look at it and you're like, this isn't test practice, I promise you it is. It still can be fun.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. So creativewritingprompts.com and writingforward.com, right? Was that the last one you said?
Totally, totally. Okay. And oh my gosh, guys, if this like leads you into writing like your first short story or something, like come and share it with us. And if you want to, maybe we could share it on our site might like inspire other students. So,
I mean, maybe we could even have one of our listeners on the show at some point to share one of their stories and see how we can, you know, take out some insights into the exam about how to improve our score based on writing. Creative
writing. I just had an idea.
Ooh, cool.
Okay. So, what if we have a writing contest and the best short story or like article, but it has to be creative. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not an academic essay. This has to be showing your creative abilities. Mm. And maybe like that person can win something like a lesson or
I like it. Let's talk about it a little bit more, but guys, we're going to be talking about that behind the scenes.
Yeah. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Because we want to read your work, guys. I mean, we want this to be a part of your life, this writing habit, right? Because even when we finish taking the exam, we can really enjoy writing just for the sake of writing. And obviously we're going to be going into these academic programs and we'll need to write.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Start building up your writing fluency now and getting comfortable with that skill. Cause that's part of your future goal. If you're going to university,
might play into the day at some point. So let's sum it up, Jessica. So today, so those key points were, what was the first thing we can do?
Yeah. So first of all, guys, remember how to brainstorm, which is writing down everything you think of. And you can organize these ideas by looking at question words, who, what, where, when, why, how. So that's how we brainstorm. Where can you look for brainstorming ideas? First, creativewritingprompts.com and writingforward.com. Two excellent resources to help you guys come up with ideas. And this is not just for writing. This is also going to help you on the speaking exam.
I love it. I love it. So don't be afraid of this, of the writing on the IELTS exam. Don't be afraid of writing in general and just dig in and get started with it. That's the only way to attack this, really.
Yeah, yeah. You just right now, after you
finish up your pencil.
This episode, go online and just start. Just dive right in.
I like it. I like it. Well, I'm glad we covered this topic and we'll be back to writing again. I'm sure if you guys want to pick up our old writing episodes, go to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com and type writing in the search bar and you'll get a bunch of episodes that we've already done.
Yep.
All right. Very cool. All right, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.